is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from New York City. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. And happy Friday to you. I don't care where you live. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. I'm glad that you're here with me. How can you listen to the show? Always on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen live and local on your Infinity Sports Network affiliate wherever you live. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I get started every single weekday here at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You want to holler at me? It's simple. We got a phone number. It works. We have paid our bills. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We got a lot going on. How about this? In 20 minutes, former NFL player analyst Merrill Hodge is going to come through and join us. Of course, I'm going to ask him about Tua Tagovailoa and that head injury. Variety of head injuries that Tua Tagovailoa has suffered. And then, you know, there's a lot. We got a lot of injuries in the NFL. Christian McCaffrey is now hurt. T. Higgins is hurt. We can go on down the line. We got some teams. Man, their playoff chances might be hurt as well. And we're only into week two of the season? Damn. It's really that simple. Oh, yeah, don't go anywhere. We got Merrill Hodge who's going to join us in about 20 minutes. We talked about Russell Wilson. He's questionable to come back and play as well this upcoming Sunday against the Broncos. So we got a lot to get into. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Listen very carefully. Because even though we got guys like Marquise Brown out, Christian McCaffrey out, T. Higgins out, Russell Wilson out, Tua Tagovailoa, God knows, he is just out probably maybe for a long time. We got a bunch of NFL teams that are probably out as well. I want to give you a little bit of information here. We might be heading into week two, or week two of the NFL season has already started. It's bad. Because since 2007, we have only had 14 teams out of 140. 14 teams out of 140 have made the playoffs after starting 0-2. So basically, if you start the season at 0-2, you're cooked. You're done. The chances of you making a postseason, you might as well just completely throw them away. You don't really have too much of a chance in hell, I'm sorry to tell you. And so a couple of these teams that are facing 0-2 starts, we got a team like the Packers. Jordan Love, he might be getting paid the big bucks. Jordan Love might be making all the money. Jordan Love ain't going to be able to go out there and help the Packers save the day. They lost to the Eagles. They got the Colts next. Hickey, you feeling good about them? The Colts are going to win with no Jordan Love?
Oh, I am. Malik Willis, give me him all day. He stinks.
Damn. Tell me how you really feel about it.
I'm just telling you the truth. You want it straight? I'm trying to give it to you straight.
Damn. I mean, how about the Colts? They are another team. They could potentially start 0-2. If they're 0-2, you're giving up on your team?
I'm an optimist. So no, but it would be very bad. It would be very bad.
Okay. The Colts, man, they lost to those Texans. They got these Packers coming up next. They're not the only team. We saw the New York Jets lose to the 49ers. And the New York Jets, they have the Tennessee Titans next. If the Jets cannot handle Will Levis, if Aaron Rodgers, I know he's telling everybody to sit down and relax, but if they start 0-2, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to start beefing with the media. It should be a lot of fun. And I know Aaron Rodgers, he is the real head coach of the New York Jets, but the guy who has to carry his bags, Rob Saleh, he spoke to the media today. He says, I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not worried about the offense. A matter of fact, everything over there is good. This is what he said.
I'm not disappointed at all with the offense and its performance. You know, Aaron was on the field for 37 plays, and we orchestrated two scoring drives, and Tyrod versus their ones orchestrated another. So we scored three touchdowns in less than 50 plays. It was against a top five unit in their building on Monday night.
Oh, no, that's the excuse. The excuse is that we played the 49ers. It's a damn good football team, so we shouldn't necessarily have anything to worry about. This is still the New York Jets. They got plenty to worry about. Robert Saleh continued on. He says, you know what? Yeah, we lost to a Super Bowl contending team, but we going to bounce back against these Titans. This is what Aaron Rodgers' water boy had to say.
These professional athletes are very proud of and very prideful. They want to get it fixed. They want to do well. And I think we'll answer the bell.
Oh, man. Why do I feel like the ship is sinking already? It's the Jets. If the New York Jets were an airline, Hickey, they would lose your luggage. If the New York Jets, if they were chefs, they'd make you sick. Like, the meal would come out, it looks spectacular, but then you get home and you'd be like, it's passing right through you. Like, everything with the New York Jets, it always looks good, it feels good, it makes you feel good and warm and fuzzy. The New York Jets are like a bad relationship, Hickey. They are.
Toxic, huh? Well, yeah. The fans feel that way, I'm sure.
Well, I love the Jets. I love them. It's like an abusive relationship. I keep coming back for more, but I know they hurt me. I need to do better.
You love them. They do not love you.
Oh, damn. They love me. Well, okay. All right. I think I understand that feeling. I think I've been there before. Thank you to the New York Jets. Well, they are a team. I think they're going to beat the Tennessee Titans. I don't got a damn bit of faith in Will Levis. I'm not trusting nobody who's selling mayonnaise on TV, okay? Will Levis has barely done anything, accomplished anything in the NFL, and he's over here selling mayonnaise on television. Listen, bro, get your money when you can. I don't feel all that confident in the New York Jets long term, but I ain't got no confidence in Will Levis that he's going to turn things around. You know, they're not the only team that could start 0-2 and be screwed. It's simple. Let's take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They lost to the Dolphins. They got the Browns next. Hopefully Deshaun Watson can stay out of trouble between now and Sunday. But Doug Peterson, looking at Trevor Lawrence, the latest quarterback making all that money. Doug Peterson, he ain't worried about a damn thing either.
I feel good. They feel good. It's obviously the number one thing for me is the just getting them back physically. Because of the heat and all that, you know, this week, and so making sure that the bodies will be fresh for Sunday. And but I think mentally the guys are, you know, they've turned the page. They're obviously focused on this week and you know, trying to bounce back.
Listen, coaches are just gonna lie and lie and lie. They're gonna say anything, because anything that they say is gonna make them look bad too. Ain't no coach trying to go out there and do that. And so we got a bunch of teams that could start 0-2. They're gonna be cooked. And shout out to my man, Nick Hamilton. Deshaun needs to stay away from the massage parlors. Look, it's not even that he's going outside, Nick. He's in people's apartments. They're coming to his house. It don't matter. He just what needs to happen to him, I think, I cannot say on the radio. I cannot. If you ever seen a movie, Boomerang, you might have an idea what needs to happen to him. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And good to be here in New York City with my main man, Ryan Hickey. Shout outs to all my wonderful people checking in on IG Live as well. A couple of other teams that could start 0-2 and could be cooked. The Cincinnati Bengals, they lost to the New England Patriots. How? How? By being crap. They have the Kansas City Chiefs next. The Bengals are done for the season automatically. I hate to go out there and tell you that, but with Ja'Marr Chase being the sole offensive weapon, with Joe Mixon now playing for the Houston Texans, with T. Higgins having to run around and defend himself from faking an injury, the Cincinnati Bengals, they ain't doing a damn thing this season. You can go ahead and toss that. The Falcons, we saw what happened this past Sunday against the Steelers. Now they got the Eagles on Monday Night Football. This could certainly... It certainly end up bad for the Falcons. And I mean, what else is new? You bring in Kirk Cousins. You expect things to be a little bit different this go around. And it ain't happened. It did not go down that way. Hickey, I got a little bit of a surprise here for you. Ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Falcons are going to beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football.
No way.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Really?
Why don't you believe me? What's your problem?
Kirk Cousins, Monday night, he's been terrible in Philly specifically. And that offense looked bad.
They can't be as bad as what they... I mean, can they get any worse? Kyle Pitts and Drake London did not exist in the whole game. That's going to be a good Monday Night Football game. I would put money on it, but I'm not. I would.
I guess you're right. If you're a Falcons fan, it can't get any... It can't be any worse. Sacks, the fumbles, the turnovers, the ineptness.
Take it easy.
One touchdown.
Falcons can't start the season 0-2. It'd be a catastrophe when I get back to Georgia. It's not going to happen. They're going to surprise people. Nick Sirianni's going to have one of them stupid looks on his face, okay?
For your sake, and your sake only, I hope so.
Nah, I know so. We'll see what happens. Ravens have a chance as well. Baltimore Ravens, we saw them lose to the Chiefs. I can tell you one thing they're not going to do. Raiders are not beating the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they're going to go 1-1. The Jaguars, I told you, they got the Browns. I think the Browns and Jaguars might start 0-2. I think the Browns have a little bit of something to prove. And the New York Jets, they're a lost team anyway, all over the damn place. The Colts face the Packers. I think Hickey's Indianapolis Colts will come back. And they'll beat the Packers. And I want to tell you one more time. Since 2007, 14 teams, just 14 teams out of 140 have started 0-2 and have gone to the playoffs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, we got Johnny from Canada. Johnny, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Johnny?
Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear. What's up?
I'm thinking that Tua should retire because after his concussion on Monday night, I think he should retire.
He should retire, you said, because of his performance or his concussion?
Concussion. Not performance. I said concussion.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would happen to agree with you there. Thank you, Johnny, for calling from Canada. Do you have a suggestion for the Miami Dolphins? What the hell should they do next?
I don't know yet. That's the thing. I have no idea. But all I can say is to be on the safe side, he should retire and call it a career. Quick.
All right. Yeah, we listen, man. We know this. Hickey, people are really concerned. I get it. A consensus says that Tua should just go away. Is that what it is?
Yes. And isn't that kind of crazy? Like in a divided world where no one could agree on literally anything. I've only seen people say Tua retire. I've not seen one person say he should play. You know, he's fine. When everyone is in unison about one thing, that's when you know something is probably true.
Well, I mean, who's going to say, hey, Tua, why don't you just, you know, go jump into the oven? Like, it's nobody wants to see harm to anybody. Mike McDaniel told Tua Tagovailoa, I told him he's the starting quarterback of his family. Damn, that's deep. Even to me, that's Mike McDaniel telling him, hey, man, you might need to leave.
And even the kiss on the head, too, kind of signifies this is... This is not just another injury for a football player. This is different.
You know, let's hear Mike McDaniel. From last night, all things considered, and we don't know to what degree, Mike McDaniel said Tua was actually in good spirits following the concussion. Take a listen to what Mike McDaniel had to say.
I talked to him in the locker room. Obviously, I talked to him on the field and then talked to him in the locker room before he was headed home. You know, he was... In good spirits.
Man, well, that's good. At least he knew where he was. At least he wasn't hospitalized. At least he went home. And how he felt after that, how he feels right now, I got no idea. I don't know. Well, who knows? The answer's nobody. Nobody knows but Tua. And yeah, he's going to have to make that decision for himself. As Mike McDaniel said, he's the starting quarterback of his family. And even if he quit, he got that guaranteed money. The contract, that $212 million ain't coming his way. But he got guaranteed money, and if you can't live off of that, man, then it's financial mismanagement at its finest. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We come back. I got the perfect guest that we're going to talk to. This man played in the NFL. He's been an analyst covering the NFL, and I'm going to ask him about everything from Tua Tagovailoa and this concussion. We're going to get into Christian McCaffrey, a team that he think has an opportunity and a chance to actually bounce back. Merrill Hodge is going to come through and join us right on the other side of the break. Congratulations. Happy Friday to you. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move because I said so.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Week one of the NFL season is done. Week two of the NFL season is already underway. Last night, we saw the Dolphins, we saw the Bills, we saw the injury to Tua. We're getting ready for a full slate of games that continue on this upcoming Sunday. To talk about what we have seen over week one and the start of week two, what we might see over the next coming weeks is someone who played in the NFL, someone who's been an analyst and covering the NFL. Joining us right now here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show, is Merrill Hodge. Merrill, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Jeff, it's my pleasure, brother. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Now, I know we got a hot start to the season. It seems like we got a lot of guys injured. I got to ask you out the gate, what are your thoughts on what we saw from Tua? Obviously, there's some concern given his history. Should he sit out? Do we need to see him the rest of the year? What are your thoughts?
Well, here's my thoughts. First of all, you have to take it in certain steps and progression. Okay, so what is the first thing and the only thing that needs to be done at this point? You get your patient better. You get the athlete better. Okay, that's the first goal. That is the only thing that you can do right now, because you can't make decisions based on in a 24-hour period after an injury. Now, that should never be made in any circumstance, in any profession, in anything. You have to get the patient better. Tua, in this case, you got to go through the proper process to get him recovered. Okay, how long will that take? Well, time tells you it's anywhere from 11 to 14 days. Could be a month. That time frame there's not an actual time frame. That's the ballpark, 11 to 14 days. Could be a lot longer. But once he is recovered, and he will recover and repaired, then is when you can assess things. And then when you know, people are looking at, say, in retirement, well, then these are really the three things that would draw a person to retirement, or from a medical perspective, they would not clear him. One would be there's some type of permanent tissue damage, okay? And you'd know that through MRIs, exams, and stuff like that, and they would not allow him to return to play. He's still having cognitive, visual, or stability issues in any one of those three things. Would not allow to return to play and would be retired. And the length of recovery based on his history. Now, he's had and seen a lot of different neurologists and had different exams and people that have looked at him. So the luxury of that is he can return to those, go through the entire process again, and then they have something to compare it to. So they can give him that proper feedback. Let's just say all of that goes well. He has no issues. His recovery length is somewhat the same or quicker. There's no permanent damage. And they clear him. Now, that doesn't mean he has to, but still doesn't mean he has to play.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, the athlete can't make a choice not to. I've heard a lot of people more on the ignorant side who know nothing about this particular aspect of the NFL.
Right.
A player is not subject to just the team doctor and the neutral doctor. That player can go get any second opinion from anybody else across the country or the world that they want, and they oftentimes do. So they're not going to be subject to just the NFL doctors or the team doctors, because Tua has already done that. He's went outside that scope and already done that. That's why I referred to those other options, and he'll go back and do them. And and then that at the end of the day, that should give him the information that he has, you know, that he needs as to what he wants to do with his career. But to sit there and make that decision now, people to say that is it's uneducated information. You know, you just can't do that, nor would you do that in this state. So,
We know Tua, and Merrill Hodge is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We know Tua is one of the latest quarterbacks to get one of these major $50-plus million deals. I mean, now we have Dak Prescott, who's making 60. Even outside of Tua Tagovailoa, when you look at the money that's being bestowed upon QBs, do you think we're going to get to a point where one owner is going to go, wait a minute, we're now paying $60 and $70 million for an average QB? Do you think these numbers are getting out of hand here, given the cap and the performance?
Well, you know, what's kind of unfortunate, or fortunate, however you want to look at it, you know, there's a salary cap and X has to be paid. Okay, so, you know, what are you going to do with it? I mean, you're not going to, you know, if you don't spend it, then it goes to charity. So you got to spend it amongst your athletes. And then when you look at the business and the structure and the values that come, that's whether the guy's really placed to that level or not. That's what that position demands. You know, whether that's fair or unfair, that's just the unfortunate structure of how the salary caps sit right now. I mean, could there clearly be an owner that's like, hey, no, you know, I'm not going to pay him $60 million. He's not worth $60 million. You know, $30 million is a heck of a deal. I think everybody would play for $30 million. I don't care what your position is.
I think so.
That could be a case, but then you would have to you'd have to have probably another team that doesn't want to come paying more. You know, you always got to think of who are you going to replace him with when you do those type of things. But unfortunately, that's the way the league is right now with the pricing and the structure and the pay scale where they are. I don't see that changing. The only way it changes is if people stop watching the game, people stop streaming it, and the salary cap is not as high. Then you start seeing reductions across the board.
Merrill, let me ask you this. We got the top quarterback. We all know it's a guy in Kansas City. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Right now, unfortunately, they're dealing with an injury. It's a Hollywood Brown. It doesn't look like we'll see him. We may not see him the entire season. They have a young wide receiver, a speedster, and Xavier Worthy. How do you feel about their odds and chances of completing this three-peat, which would be the first in the Super Bowl era?
Yeah, I actually think it's the first time that nobody's ever done it, that three-peat is exactly what they need to do it. Because I've known Andy Reid. I've known Andy Reid since I was in college. You know, when he was at BYU, I'm from the West. I play in the Big Sky. Not that I think you know where that's at, but the Big Sky in the back West, they're not that – it's pretty close to Provo and Salt Lake, that area. It's, you know, it's Idaho State, Boise State, back in the day, Boise State left, Weber State, blah, 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 Northern Arizona, blah, blah. So I've known him for a long, long time, and I know how he operates. I know how he leads, and that is something that stimulates this team. That we got a chance to do something that's never been done. You know what drove them to repeat is only a few teams had ever done that, and that's a unique status. And they ate it up. And I just think, you know, when you're trying to grow and evolve, when you're at a high level and you've been successful, you know, you have to find things that motivate you, that inspire you, that becomes your focus, that you don't get complacent. And he does a good job with that. And I think it's the ideal thing to allow that complacency to set in with this team. And the way they looked on Thursday, I don't know, it seems like forever we saw them. They are one of the best teams in football right now. They're one of the best. Now, can they maintain that? You know, that's always the challenge with everything. But they're still an elite team, and they're the team to beat right now.
And Merrill Hodge is joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, we know there's one team seemingly been in the mix, trying to get their hands on Vince Lombardi. It's been quite a while, and that happens to be the 49ers. We learned earlier this afternoon that Christian McCaffrey, he might be going on injured reserve. Now, when you think about the team and all the weapons that they have, and is this a smaller deal knowing that this is earlier in the season as opposed to later? The 49ers can still kind of go on another run, right?
Well, listen, I think the team in that conference to be is Detroit. And if there was ever a statement perspective, it is week one. So I've been on teams where we had the worst start in NFL history, and it was doom and gloom, and we almost made it to the Super Bowl. Then I've been on teams where you're 2-0 and you think you're going to the Super Bowl, and you finish 8-8. So I understand the perspective of week one. That being said, in that overtime when they took the ball and got the ball, every team practices this, every team talks about this, okay? We get the ball on the 25, the 30, wherever you decide in practice you're going to take. We take it down a score, we win. We're the champions. We win, okay? Now, the percentages, if you look at that, are very, very low that that happens. Correct. You take it down and you score a touchdown. Not 3 points, a touchdown. And the manner in which they did it and the authority in which they did it told me everything about that team. They're better, they're hungry, and they have unfinished business. It did not go unnoticed from my eyes. That is a pro team that is ready. And they, to me, are the team to be. Now, San Francisco, listen, is still very a very good football team. But I wouldn't ignore Detroit. What they did there, to me, was a lot more like a statement than any other team, either conference. Now, San Francisco, with, you know, Christian McCaffrey being out, being able to run the ball like they did, and having that balance just speaks volumes to, you know, the players that they have there. You know, now doing it 1 week is a lot different than doing it for 18. You know, so sure. We'll see how, you know, the next few weeks go.
Well, Merrill, is there another team that you think doesn't get the attention it deserves as being a potential contender? We saw what the Texans did last year. Now they're kind of off to the races with all their weapons. Is there a team this year that you think people are not paying as much attention to as they should?
Well, I don't know that they're. I can't think of a team week one. I mean, I haven't watched. I'm not done watching all the tape either, because that's the best way to really get that assessment. So I'm going half educated here, meaning I've only watched tape on half of the league. But there is one team, and I wouldn't say this is like, oh, I didn't see that coming. But there was a team that I think was resurrected. They were in Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then they fell off. They fell right off the planet next year, and that was the Philadelphia Eagles. And what they had going into the Super Bowl and a chance to win it is they had a dominant running game. The next year they completely eroded, lost that running game, and got exposed for it. They rebooted that and recommitted themselves to that. And some teams never recognize their mistakes. They ignore them, or they're like, you know, they refuse to admit them. And they're like, no, we're okay with it. And they keep moving forward without rectifying what really got them there. And I think they've done a good job of rectifying that and seeing that. And so, you know, I think they could be like they were a couple of years ago, you know, even without Travis Kelce at center. Just the way they can run the football and that balance and how they're the two most critical aspects if you're going to win consistently in the NFL is you've got to control the tempo. One of the best ways and the most powerful way to do that in history of this league, you run the football. That means I control the environment. I dictate to the defense. I help my defense. It permeates through the whole team. And then we win the turnover battle. And we got a shot. You know, we've got to have other phases as far as a championship team goes, which they do have those other phases. But if we can do that on a consistent basis with those other phases, we got a chance to win a championship.
Yeah, I think any team would love to have a healthy Saquon Barkley. Merrill Hodge is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, you talked about sitting down and watching the film. I also know you sit down and you watch the game and you enjoy it. And I understand you got quite a few different fun ways to enjoy the games on Sunday, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, tailgating and home gating. You know, I didn't know anything about home gating until you start watching games and you're not playing anymore. But, we have actually a few products that your listeners might be interested in and some ways to save money. But LG has an OLED 84 TV. It's up to 83 inches, 8 million self-lit pixel, with the picture is like staggering. So if you can use it outside, it looks incredible, even though it's not an outside television. Crystal clear picture with Dolby sound. And if you go to their website, it's up to $1,400 off selected sizes. So there's some money there to be saved for you if you're looking for a TV. And then you got to power all that. The Jackery is a tailgate, home gate power box that is called the Jackery 1000 D2. And I'm telling you, when I saw it, I was like, well, why do we got a cooler here? It looked like the size of a cooler. I mean, it's portable, it's powerful, it can power everything.
TV, wow.
Music, your phone, because your phones always die at the games. Everybody knows that. So you got a place that you can charge it up the grill, everything. And they actually have a solar panel that comes with it that keeps it charged. So if you go to overtime, no big deal. You got your phone, your TV's going to work, your phone's going to work. And you can actually use the code HOMEGATING at Jackery.com and get $200 off the regular price. And then you got to eat something. Sonic has a new smash. It's called the Smasher Burger, and it's the premium cheeseburger, $7, hand smashed Angus beef. Easy to order. I tell it's easier to buy them than it is to make them. So go buy as many as you want. Show up, and you're going to be the king of your party.
Whoa.
And then the Cricut Joy Extra. It's a DIY smart cutting machine. And this thing, they built me a shirt. I'll tell you, when I walked in, I was like, wow, it had 33 on it, had Steelers on it. And the thing cuts like 50 materials, vinyl, cardstock, iron-ons, which that was my shirt. And I was like, holy cow, what made that? And it was like a little compact box. I'm like, how the heck did anyway, it'd be great for your tailgate because then you can do your team logos, players' names, and decals and get the whole thing the way you like it and save yourself a lot on merchandise. And that's under $200 if that interests you in your party. And those are some things. If your listeners are into tailgate and they want to up their tailgate party, they need something, there's four items for you to consider.
Wow.
And hopefully that you have a great time tailgating and your team wins on Saturday or Sunday.
Either that or we just go to your tailgate already, right?
Hey, come on over, brother. Absolutely.
Hey, Merrill,
good to have you.
Where can people keep up with you and all the great work that you're doing? And where can we follow you personally? What's going on with you?
Well, I appreciate that ask, and it's just MerrillHodge.com, and it's MerrillHoge, because my parents and grandparents, they obviously didn't know how to spell either name. I fight with this my entire life. I think if I know my ancestors, they probably had to pay to spell it. So I'm like, what's the cheapest way we could do this? Okay, yeah, we don't need D in Hodge, but we'll make it sound like Hodge, and we don't need two L's in Merrill, because that's just double billing. So,
Merrill, you got me coming with more questions. When is the stand up coming? When we getting a stand up routine? You gonna go see it? Come on, when's that coming? That's next.
Hey, when that comes, it's gonna last one episode. Okay.
Oh no, I think we got it. Hey, Merrill, I appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the football season. We'll catch you on down the line. Okay. Have a great weekend.
All right, big dog. Be good.
No Thanks, doubt brother. About it. That former NFL player. An analyst, Merrill Hodge. He's a comedian, if you ask me. It's going to last one show. I want to book him. Hickey, let's call him back. I think I want to be his agent.
He was funny. How about that?
He was funny.
You didn't see that personality previously on TV. He was good.
Self-deprecating. That's great humor. It is. Shout outs to Merrill Hodge. Makes me want to tailgate. Excuse me, I'm going to go shopping in the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. He talked about his home of Idaho. Makes me think of Boise State, where he didn't go. But anyway, when we come back, let's talk about some college football, because damn it, we got a game tonight. We got football tonight. We got football tomorrow. We actually only have one game tomorrow. Between two top 25 opponents. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Merrill Hodge for joining us in the last break. He came through and said you need to look out for the Lions, obviously. You need to look out for the Chiefs. And he also shared with us quite a few things that would, let's just say, make you the king of your tailgate. Thank you, Merrill Hodge, former NFL player and analyst. If you want to call up, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. But first of all, I need you. I need all of you sports fans to listen up. Because 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of shields, guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com. Merrill.com. Merrill wanted to also remind us that he is very tuned in and very hip into everything going on in his neck of the woods, Idaho. Shout outs to everybody listening in Idaho. Hickey, when you going to Idaho, man?
I'd love to go to Big Sky Country. I think that'd be fun.
I love Boise. I like Boise, man.
Never been. That's like, place to be cool.
One of the, well, you know what? One of the best steaks I've ever had in America.
Really?
Was here in, they must have killed the cow across the street. I think they did.
Fresh as hell.
They killed the cow across the street. Anyway, let's talk some college football. I'm going to get into Boise State later on in the show. We know that we have some changes are coming to the Pac-12. It's not technically 12 yet or 10, but it's getting there. It's better than the two that they got right now. They're Pac-2. And so not only do we have NFL football, obviously, this entire weekend, or we started yesterday, week two, and on Sunday, we have some college football action starting tonight. So we really only have two games and matchups between ranked teams. Later on this evening, a matter of fact, this game gets started in about 10 minutes from now. We have Kansas State and Arizona. And then if you hit the fast forward button to tomorrow, this is an interesting one. Because you have Boston College taking on Missouri. Boston College is currently ranked at number 24 overall. Mizzou is at number 6. Boston College under Bill O'Brien, who's come through. And thank God he's not running the Texans. Thank God he ain't nobody's general manager. All he has to do is go out there and run an offense. His team has just been lighting it up. They lit up Florida State 28-13. Who expected that? Nobody, until we saw DJ Uiagalelei throw the ball. They beat Duquesne 56-0. And so Bill O'Brien, first year head coach for BC, helping him turn around. He talks about Missouri's defense, and he says, yeah, at 56-0, I don't think we're going to do that.
They're very, very good. Very physical in the secondary. Very good speed at all three levels. Their defensive line, defensive ends, and tackles. You know, they rotate guys in there. They come at you on every single play. I think their linebackers are excellent players. You know, Coach Drinkwitz has done a great job of building that program. He's going into his fifth year. He was 11-2 last year. Two shutouts to start the season. This is a massive challenge for Boston College, for us. You know, and we know that. I think we're excited for the opportunity to go there and, you know, play on the SEC network and, you know, 11:45 kickoff. I think it's a good opportunity for us to go in there and play as good as we can, but we know it's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, listen, we know if there's one thing Mizzou does is they go out there and they put up points. They have not allowed a point all season long. They beat Murray State 51-0. Okay? Next up, 38-0. They have not allowed a point all season long, and they've also won 18 straight home games. Look, Boston College might be ranked right now. We can go ahead and thank that victory over Florida State, but after we see more Florida State, I think people will say they're just ass. We'll avoid them. Speaking of a ranked team, they're ranked higher, and they had big expectations, but their offensive line has been garbage. They've allowed Dylan Gabriel to be smacked around. The offensive line was supposed to be a strength along with the defense, but not if Dylan Gabriel is under siege. We have Oregon now taking on Oregon State. We last saw them beat Boise State barely 37-34. It's not looking good. Not looking good for Oregon right now. I got them out there beating Oregon State. This is just a battle of the Ducks and the Beavers. Hickey, who wins? Ducks or the Beavers? Go ahead.
I'm with you. The Ducks win.
Ducks beat the Beavers.
Ducks beat the Beavers.
These stupid college teams, man.
The Ducks. They flood the dam.
Hold on a second while I turn my microphone off.
Glad you like that one.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to team up with Merrill Hodge with jokes like this. Come on, Hickey.
I'm one-hit wonder, just like Merrill. That's all I got. Rest of the night, I'm done.
That's it? They flood the dam?
You like that?
Dude, that's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Pretty funny. Anyway, we got more. How about this? Shout-outs to all my folks at Baton Rouge. We got the Tigers taking on the Gamecocks. And I know shout-outs to everybody in Louisiana having to deal with all the floods and the water and the hurricane and stuff. I hope you're good. I really do. I hope you're good in that regard. I can't wait for that one. Hey, let's listen to Shane Beamer. He talks about not getting distracted, even though right now they're 2-0.
I think in a lot of ways the spotlight is back on us, but we've you know, we talked this morning that one of the keys for us this Saturday is we got to handle success the right way and handle some of the, I don't want to say distractions, but there's a lot going on this week that we didn't have to deal with last week, or that we didn't get to deal with last week. It's a positive. We need to get used to it, but we need to make sure that, one, we're handling distractions the right way, and we also have to handle success the right way and realize that, you know, the bandwagon, if you will, is getting full in a lot of ways, and understanding that there's people that are on that bandwagon right now that maybe that may jump right off the next time that things don't go well. And really, our guys understanding that the key for us is just continuing to just work and continue to get better.
Man, let me tell you something. If Brian Kelly don't win this game, he gonna have, Hickey, I told you about that water bottle, he gonna have to flip over the table if LSU doesn't walk away with a victory.
I was going to say he'd be forced to walk back to Baton Rouge. They wouldn't take him. Walk back to Boston.
Oh, my God.
They lose tomorrow.
And take that fake accent with you and beat it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Oh, I'm not done. Marcus Freeman has some words for Notre Dame, and there's another head coach who said some words that I think he shouldn't have shared. I'll tell you who it is, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.